Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast is your one-stop shop for fantasy football news and advice. Can't decide on who to draft on the first round? Going gaga on how to line up your team? Got you covered. Traditional leagues, dynasty leagues, PPR leagues, IDP leagues, even daily fantasy football leagues. Join us as we break down all the questions of fantasy football. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Welcome everyone to the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast, here brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Malinoff, and with me once again is my arch nemesis, my rival, my Lex Luthor to my Superman. I give you Mark Souza.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Good. Everything's going well. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of stuff to talk about in the world of fantasy football based off our projection on Friday. So we'll get on to our studs and duds. We'll get on our waiver wire selections. And we'll see what else we want to talk about in the world of fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with our studs. Or do you want to start with our duds?
We'll go studs. Let's do it.
Studs. All right. We'll start with the quarterback position. Who's your stud?
I mean, I got to give it to Drew Brees, right? 38
fantasy points.
Yep,
that was mine as well.
Four touchdowns, 363 yards, no interceptions again. I mean, the guy is just on a crazy level right now. This is now three games in a row for him where he's had at least 34 fantasy points. That is monster numbers. He is killing it this year. And Drew Brees, as of right now, is one of the most consistent performers in all of fantasy football. So that's who I got as my first stud.
All right. Well, my first stud for quarterback is Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
23 of 29, 297 yards, three touchdowns, average 10 yards a pass, 10.2 yards a pass to be exact. His quarterback rating was 143.8. That's near perfect.
Yes. Big time.
Big time game.
And he's playing well. Seems like week to week, he's just getting better and better as he recovers from his shoulder injury. Okay, so my second stud is Cam Newton.
Oh, we're still okay.
Yeah, Cam Newton, 30.4 fantasy points. You know, their team only scored 19 points, but he had three touchdown passes. So he had 357 in terms of yardage, three touchdown passes. He did throw a pick, but 30 fantasy points. Another good game from Cam Newton. So do you want to talk about quarterback, or do you want to go to running backs?
There wasn't a lot of stud quarterbacks, were there?
No, not really.
So we'll go right into running backs. I think first and foremost, Saquon Barkley is our first choice. I think we're both going to pick him.
Yeah, he was my pick for just a huge game, and he showed up. I mean, against the Bucs defense, we know why.
Allow me to read his stats. 27 rushing attempts, 142 yards, two touchdowns, a long of 23 yards. And also, he did have two receptions for 10 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, three touchdowns. On my bold prediction, I said he would have 150 yards total and three touchdowns. He had 152 and three touchdowns. I almost got it.
Good for you. Good for you.
I got one right.
All right. Any other studs for running back position for you?
Absolutely. Ezekiel Elliott had a big, big game, too, for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cowboys offense seems to be getting back on track. This is another game in a row where Ezekiel Elliott had a monster game. He had 200 total yards of offense. So, a big day. And, you know, they have some games upcoming where he can do more damage. Washington, New Orleans, Philadelphia. And if you get to the fantasy football championship, he plays Tampa Bay in week 16, so you're salivating at that matchup. If you can get there, that you're thinking you could win if you have Elliott in week 16. So
my stud might surprise you, but okay. I thought he did well. Adrian Peterson, he had two touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, I mean, he only had 51 rushing yards, granted, but two touchdowns gave him 17 fantasy points, which could have helped your team win.
Absolutely. And I think we need to talk about this newcomer, Gus Edwards, running back of the Ravens, undrafted player. Yeah. He had 17 carries in that new read option offense with the Ravens, him and Lamar Jackson. We got to talk about Lamar Jackson a little bit in this show, but running back wise, Gus Edwards, 17 carries, 115 yards, a touchdown. And you know what? The Ravens.
I think the key to that is on the first drive of the game, Lamar Jackson didn't throw a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson had 27 rushing attempts total. Edwards did have 17. So, yes, they were 2 yards apart each with touchdown for Edwards.
Yeah. And you know what? This offense, the Ravens offense, Alex Collins, Buck Allen, those aren't guys that are so good that Gus Edwards can't steal some time. And I think yesterday he proved that he could be used as a weapon. He's the guy to keep your eye on. So a big game for him as well. So do you want to do another running back or would you like to go wide receiver?
Let's go wide receiver. I'll let you go first. I know
there's a lot of good receivers yesterday, a lot of big games. I'll go first. I'll talk about it because he was another player that I had a really strong opinion on doing well this week. That was T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton, I don't know what it is about the Titans, but he seems to own them. Andrew Luck actually is now 10-0 against the Titans in his career. But T.Y. Hilton always shows up against the Titans. 36 fantasy points. He had 9 catches, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns. Adoree Jackson just has his hands full with this guy. I mean, and Adoree Jackson is a phenomenal sprinter, athlete. And T.Y. just blows by him all the time.
There's just sometimes a guy has the other guy's number.
He really does. Yeah. He really has his number. So for me, T.Y. Hilton, I mean, he seems to have these games every once in a while. This was the first game this year that he had over 18 fantasy points. But he does it in a big way with 36. So if you stuck with him, you were rewarded. Although he had some games where before that made you think maybe I shouldn't play him. So, you know, unfortunately, some people out there probably didn't start him.
Yeah.
Which is sad. But who do you have for a stud?
Another stud I have is Antonio Brown. He had 5 receptions, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I would have given it to both him and Smith-Schuster, but Schuster didn't get a touchdown. He only had 100 yards, so it kind of really lowered down his fantasy points. But Antonio Brown was a key figure in the Pittsburgh win over Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Because James Conner wasn't there. We'll get more on that later. Mm-hmm. But Ben Roethlisberger was trusting 13 targets to Antonio Brown. Yes, granted 5 receptions, but still 117 yards. Averaged 23.4 yards a catch. So he got the job done.
Yeah, and I got to talk about Tre'Quan Smith, wide receiver for the Saints. The rookie receiver, he had a huge, huge game yesterday. You know, he had a game earlier this year against Washington where he caught Drew Brees' record-breaking touchdown. He had 3 catches in that game and 2 touchdowns. But yesterday, 10 catches. He had 13 targets. He led the Saints in targets. It looks like the defenses are focusing more on Michael Thomas, which is going to allow others in the passing game to step up. And Tre'Quan was that guy yesterday. 10 catches, 157 yards, and a touchdown. But again, the targets is what matters here. 13 targets. I like his future in this offense. He's a young player, but he's with a smart quarterback. He's with a quarterback who's very accurate, and you want wide receivers with Drew Brees in fantasy football. You like those guys, even if they are second or third options. You have a quarterback like that, you have a chance for big play. So he had a big game. What about another wide receiver that you want to talk about?
I actually got one, Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. 13 receptions, 126 yards, and a touchdown.
Another big game.
Yes, a lot of big games for wide receivers, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So
I liked Mike Evans's game. You know, he was a player that I was really low on. I think last week I even said I wouldn't start him. Well, my advice would have been bad on that one because he had 29 fantasy points, and he had a long touchdown reception, 6 catches, 120 yards, and a touchdown. We'll see how he does from here on out. We don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Bucs moving forward, as we know, because they have bench Fitzpatrick again. And Winston took over yesterday, so maybe Winston will be reinserted. We don't know. But Mike Evans really had a good game despite the controversy and the turmoil at that position yesterday. So,
mm-hmm.
Anyone else you'd like to talk about?
God, there's so many.
Julio had a touchdown catch.
Yeah, another one. That's is that two or three?
At least two.
That's but multiple.
He has actually three in a row. Three games in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
It took him long enough. Six receptions, 118 yards, and touchdown.
That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
He's putting up consistent numbers, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But also, I got to talk about Moore from...
DJ Moore.
Yeah, DJ Moore from Carolina. Seven receptions, 157 yards, and a touchdown. Got him over that 20-point mark. So that was pretty cool for him. I don't think he's going
to be... Another young receiver that's starting to play well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Let's move on to tight ends.
Not a lot to talk about in tight ends.
Yeah, should we just move on?
I mean, Jordan Reed, we should talk about him. He scored yesterday, so he actually led the position in points with 16.6. That is not a lot. He's one of my studs. Do you have a stud?
No, I don't honestly have a stud for tight end.
I got one more. Okay. How about old man Antonio Gates? 16.5 fantasy points. He scores a touchdown yesterday. He has 80 yards receiving. You know, not a lot of big games from tight ends yesterday. And this is a player, Antonio Gates, who's only owned in 13% of ESPN fantasy leagues. But he showed out. And, you know, every once in a while he's going to have one of these games. So, yesterday was that game.
Yeah. Defense?
Sure, let's go.
I got the Bears. That interception return for a touchdown was really the one that sealed the stud for me. They got the job done. They made Kirk Cousins a little uncomfortable in the pocket, which is very rare to do. And they scored 20 points, the Vikings did, but they still got the interception return for a touchdown. That makes up for that amount of points they scored. But yeah, Bears definitely played excellent.
Bears definitely. The Texans also had a good game, but one team I like to talk about is the Saints. Saints defense, you know, they've been getting, you know, made fun of a little bit this year, but you know what, man?
Well, they did have Fitzpatrick have the game of his life.
Yeah, the beginning of the season, they have that brutal home game against Fitzpatrick where they give up 42 points. Hey, but the last three games, or the last four games, they've played Minnesota, the Rams, Cincinnati, and Philly, and they have double-digit fantasy points in three of those games. That's pretty good against some decent offenses.
Good.
Yeah, some decent offenses there. So they will play Atlanta and Dallas in their next two. We'll see how they do against them. But it's definitely a defense that has been playing a lot better. They're only 24% owned in ESPN leagues, so they're definitely available.
Get them while they're hot.
I don't know if Atlanta's the best matchup, but you know what? They play the Bucs here in 3 weeks. Week 14, which is the first round of fantasy playoffs, you might want to get them and stash them for that game. So maybe a revenge game for that Saints defense, if you remember from that week one, they got destroyed by Fitzmagic. So, all right. Any other defenses you'd like to talk about?
Now let's move on to the duds.
Should we take a break before we go to the duds?
We got a couple more minutes.
Okay. We can start.
Yeah. Let's go quarterbacks first. I got to say Carson Wentz, hands down, is my dud.
Yeah.
156 yards, three interceptions, six rushing yards.
0.8 fantasy points, depending on the league you're in.
Yeah, there's also one he had 3.8 in. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was bad all over.
Yeah. You know what? Carson Wentz is somebody that you should be concerned about, right?
Like, I would agree with that.
Like, if he's on your team, you got to go elsewhere.
How many people in Philadelphia are saying start Foles right now?
Yeah. I mean, Wentz has...
I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying how many do you think are saying start Foles?
So here's my thing. Wentz has been playing well fantasy football-wise. Like, here are his numbers. Yes, his first start against Indianapolis, 13 points. But then he goes 24, 25, 30, 22, 29, 25. Those are pretty good numbers. But yesterday is concerning to me because I think he lost some confidence. I think yesterday was a really big step back for Carson Wentz. So if you have him as your quarterback, I think you may need to look at picking up another player. I'm not saying get rid of Wentz, but he's somebody that I'm not so sure about
and
starting.
And if you have Alex Smith, I would bench him also.
And you know what? The Giants play, the Eagles go into, they take on the Giants next week, so the Eagles are hosting the Giants, and you would think like a couple weeks ago that's a slam dunk matchup, but I'm not so sure. We'll see how the Eagles kind of respond from this, but you got to be a little bit concerned there. So, okay, so Wentz is your dud. I am going to go with Blake Bortles as my dud, and I say that because I thought he was a good matchup this week. I thought he was a good streamer. I liked it against the Steelers. I thought there would be some points in this game. There wasn't a lot of points, but he only had 104 passing yards. He threw a pick, or he fumbled, excuse me. He only ran for 17 yards. You know, that not a lot there. It just seems like it was such a poor game for Bortles in a good matchup. So he's my dud.
Okay. Well, I think he was everybody's dud. Okay.
What do you say we go to a break and come back and continue on?
Absolutely. We'll be right back for our running backs, our wide receivers, our tight ends, and our defenses, who all were duds. Right after this.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. We're talking about our duds right now. We just finished our dud quarterbacks. I had Carson Wentz. You had Blake Bortles. Is that correct?
Yes, we can continue on with quarterbacks. There is a few.
All right, go. Go, 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 go. Move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. I like to move it.
I'll throw a little shade on this one. A player that I said to sit and a player that you really liked, Ryan Fitzpatrick. He had 8 fantasy points that got benched. So, I
wasn't the only one who thought he was going to do well against that poor defense.
Yeah. Well, he definitely had a bad
look day. Who they played, for crying out loud.
The Giants have been sneaky good against quarterbacks, though.
But, it's Fitzmagic is over. You were all about Fitzmagic, then I was all about Fitzmagic, and now we're both saying that there's no more magic. The magic's gone.
Yeah, the clock struck midnight already.
It's off to Neverland.
So that's another dud. I think they're going back to Winston again. We'll see what happens from here on out. Well, who's your next dud for quarterbacks?
Would you call Kirk Cousins a dud?
He kind of saved his day.
He had the garbage touchdown.
He had 20 points, so no, I wouldn't say he's a dud. He saved his day.
Yeah, that last touchdown, which was...
He had a better fantasy game than real life game, right?
Yeah. His real life game was a dud, though, I would say.
I agree.
But I guess you can call...
You could even say that Trubisky and Matt Ryan were duds. I mean, both should have had more points.
I would say them, but maybe you can even count, like... Would you say, like...
Deshaun Watson was a dud. 10 points.
Yeah. Would you say, like, even, like, Eli Manning was a dud? I mean, he had 2 touchdowns, granted, but he didn't throw the ball that much.
He still hit his projection, so no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he only threw 18 passes. That's why I'm only saying, like, would you call that? Well, then let's go... we can do Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, yeah, he was under his
projection.
He had
no touchdowns. He had 14 points. That's pretty low.
He had 1
yards.
Rushing touchdown, but no passing. So yeah, he definitely didn't do much. So.
And it was a red zone, like, 2-yard touchdown run. It really meant nothing.
Yeah. So Yeah, a lot of duds in quarterbacks this week, I feel like.
There were a lot of like 13 points, 14 points, 15 points, all things considered. I would put a Kirk Cousins. If the Kirk Cousins did not score a touchdown at the end of that game, he's a dud.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But let's go to running backs. There was a huge dud at running back. Deion Lewis, again, 24 rushing yards, 8 receiving yards, 3.7 points in one league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you look at like Wendell Smallwood, -4 rushing yards. People picked him up too after he had that solid game at the start.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of duds.
Dalvin Cook at a half a point.
Half a point.
Yep, 12 rushing yards, and he fumbled, and he had -2 receiving yards. He got bottled up big time yesterday night. So,
and people thought he was going to have a good game.
Oh, I thought he was going to have a good game, for sure. I actually had a league where I started Deion Lewis and Dalvin Cook.
That's
and I'm still going to win.
Huge bummer.
And I'm still going to win, fortunately enough.
How bad is the opponent you're facing?
He had Carson Wentz, so that really helped. I had Dak Prescott, who is also a dud, but I have Kelsey, Kareem Hunt, and Butker tonight, and I'm down 19 points.
I know, like, if you're looking at overall, he might have had a pretty good game, but to be honest, like, with no touchdowns, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, he had a subdued game. You would expect more.
Yeah, no touchdowns, 69 yards rushing, 87 yards receiving, granted, but those zero touchdowns really put a hurt on it.
If he scores just one time, I mean, he has a really good game.
Absolutely,
you know?
But it becomes a dud now because he gets 14 points in one league, 15 points in another.
There is a lot of dud running back games yesterday, too, like Jordan Howard, 7 points.
Wait. We did talk about James Conner. He had a huge dud.
Yeah, he had a bad game, too.
Almost cost his team the game.
What did he finish with, fantasy-wise?
7.9?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drops that easy touchdown, though.
That could have put him at, what, like 15, 16 points?
Yeah.
He had 25 yards rushing.
I think it was like a 15-yard pass, 20-yard pass that he would have caught.
He had like around 4.95 points in another league, too, which is just like, that's, for him who's been playing really well, James Conner has, that's unusual. That was a bad game to be bad at because of Le'Veon Bell's situation ending, finally, and it was all up to him now. I think it kind of made it worse, the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alex Collins, I thought, had a really bad game. He had 7.8. He got a touchdown, but my thing with him is that he looked really bad compared to Gus Edwards yesterday, and that hurts his fantasy value moving forward. So someone to keep your eye on.
That might have been just a one-hit wonder, though.
Mm-hmm. It could be. It absolutely could be. Gotta be concerned there. Okay, so any other running backs you want to talk about?
No, I got a big wide receiver, though, who kind of had a decent game, but like he's been struggling. Demaryius Thomas had 0 points. Zero receptions, no target. Like he wasn't thinking of one reception.
Yeah, I just don't think he's anywhere near what he used to be.
Isn't that amazing? He used to be one of the top in the league.
You know, we talked about it last week. I just wasn't big on that trade. I think his best days are well past him, and the fact is that
they didn't give up much for him, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
The fact is, though, man, is that he was falling behind these rookie receivers in Denver. It wasn't like Cortland Sutton or Deshaun Hamilton were just out there killing it for the Broncos, which, you know, put him on the back burner. I mean, he wasn't performing very well, so I don't expect he'll get shut out every game, but I mean, if you're relying on him or using him as a starter, those days are well behind him. So,
yeah,
time to move on from him.
Any other wide receivers you want to look at?
I mean, there were definitely some duds yesterday. I want to say Devin Funchess was a big dud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about his partner DJ Moore having a big game. His wide receiver core partner, DJ Moore, having a huge game. 2 catches, 39 yards for Funchess. He keeps going down. Now, he's had 4 games in a row now with under 6 fantasy points. It's not good. His value is really low at this point, and it looks like he's kind of an afterthought. But, yeah, do you have a wide receiver dud?
No, that was the Demaryius Thomas was the main one for me.
How about Corey Davis?
Yeah, I forgot about him.
2 for 30.
I think Mariota even forgot about him.
Mariota got hurt, too. So.
Yeah, and Blaine Gabbert forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Big dud game from Corey Davis, as he just came off that huge game against the Patriots. So you're thinking like, man, he
a little is spoiler the guy. A spoiler for our waiver wire talk. He is 0% owned, Gus Edwards.
Yes.
I think that's going to change.
I think it will.
Yeah, a little spoiler ahead.
What about Alshon Jeffrey, 5.3 fantasy points?
The Eagles are just, they're not the same team they were last year. Like, there's something that, there was a mood shift or something, but something happened.
Jeffrey is bottled up. Allen Robinson was bottled up. Golden Tate had another dud game.
I mean, he's on a new team, so I'm going to give him some slack.
Yeah. Even Emmanuel Sanders only had 8 fantasy points. Tyler Boyd, 9 fantasy points. I mean, there's some bad ones.
A lot of your, like, 1 and 2s had bad games. Like, usually the 1 and 2s in your leagues will have bad games.
Mm-hmm.
So a very unusual thing happened. Should we go to tight end?
Yeah, I mean, even before, like, Hopkins and Thielen had 12 points respectively, but, like, you expect more from those guys. So I wouldn't say those are complete duds, but, like, disappointments for sure. Yeah, we can go to tight ends.
We got two. Zach Ertz and Eric Ebron. Ebron had 0 targets. 0 points.
Ebron, you picked in our competition.
I know I did.
And I picked Ertz.
We both bombed on our tight end. Well, yes. They were the obvious. Like, Ebron was coming off a 3-touchdown game, and Ertz was coming off a huge, like, 145-yard game.
Yeah.
They're both coming off huge games, so it's only logical to pick them going into, like, keep the momentum going, no?
You would think so?
Yeah, and we both were completely wrong. They got the lowest points of any tight ends in the league.
Yeah. Ebron, I think, I mean, at least with Ertz, like,
Ertz got 1.5.
The whole team struggled. Like, the Eagles offense, like, everybody's a dud. Jeffrey was a dud. Tate was a dud. Ertz was a dud. Wentz was a dud. But, like, what's surprising about the Colts, about Ebron, is that the Colts actually did really well. Colts scored a bunch of points. And you're thinking, okay, Ebron didn't get a touchdown.
Hilton took all of that momentum. He didn't even get targeted.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, you dropped, maybe missed a couple good defense or something. Not one target? Come on, Andrew. You're better than that.
Yeah,
or Ebron's just not finding the open slot for Buck to throw it into him.
And, you know, Ertz is the number one tight end in fantasy football right now. And
who's number two?
Kelsey.
Number three is Kittle, I'm assuming?
I think so.
And then I put Ebron up there, right? Top five?
Ebron's up there. He's had some big, big games. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, Ertz coming off a 35-point fantasy game, he gets 2. So...
How disturbing is the wrong word. Disappointing.
Quite the opposite, if you ask me. So, Kyle Rudolph was another dud. 2.3 fantasy points.
He wasn't even at the game, it felt like. He was mainly blocking.
So this is kind of an alarming statistic. He has not had over 50 yards or a touchdown since week 5. That's Kyle Rudolph. So he's had under 6.5 fantasy points every week.
Since week five.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
he's only scored 2 touchdowns. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 3. No game over 72 receiving yards. No game over 7 receptions. And in his last...
I'm depressed now.
In his last 4 games, he's averaging 2 catches a game.
Okay.
So, Kyle Rudolph, not what he has been in fantasy football in years past.
Okay. So let's move on to defense.
Sure. We can talk about some
Eagles
defensive duds.
Eagles. Huge dud.
Most people didn't play them though, right?
I know, but they started off the season as a top defense, no? Michael Bennett was supposed to be this mm-hmm. huge addition to this dominant defense that won a Super Bowl. And they're like, they just got fenced because there's no D in sight.
Yeah. They negative 7 fantasy points. So
when you get negative 7, oh my lord.
So what about the Chargers defense? No fantasy points yesterday. They don't get a sack. They don't get a turnover against Case Keenum and the Denver Broncos.
It was mainly Philip Lindsay and the Denver Broncos.
But you would think with Case Keenum, he's usually good for a couple turnovers, and they don't get to him. That Chargers defense is one of the better units in the league. I'm very surprised.
It's a very disappointing. Would you be worried if you're in the playoffs going with the Chargers?
Their defense? Yeah, I mean, I focus in fantasy more on the matchups. Like, we just talked about how bad the Eagles' defense was, but I still might start them next week because they play against the Giants and they're at home.
Well, look how... Well, look how Fitzpatrick played against the Giants. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's...
Fitzpatrick and Winston? Yeah, and the Giants had a good defensive game for fantasy purposes.
And then Barkley had just ran over guys, and that's going to be a factor in the game against the Chargers.
Yeah. No? I also think...
I would definitely put Barkley into consideration of putting in the Chargers defense or not.
I also would... I also want to say that the Bengals defense was very bad, in my opinion, because they get 3 fantasy points, but you're playing against Lamar Jackson, and early on, in the first drive of the game, they told you that they did not want to throw the football, and you still couldn't stop the run. Like, they told you, we're going to run the ball 50 times today, and you still let them
do
it effectively.
They ran it at nausea.
Yeah.
Like, I got nauseous. I need some Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, so for me, like, you're an NFL defense. You shouldn't be getting read optioned to death as a defense. Like, yeah, maybe
read
once
option,
or maybe one
Andy read option,
maybe one or two times. But you know what they're gonna do? 15 plays in a row, and you still can't stop it. You guys are
run the football, pound the rock,
and it's the NFL. Like, even the worst defense has good players on it. It's just about It's just about stopping your opponent. But everybody's pretty equal when it comes to talent and athleticism, you know. So. I thought that was very disappointing. It wasn't like Lamar Jackson threw for 400 yards and you didn't see that coming.
He did rush for over 100.
Yeah, him and Gus Edwards both ran
the
for 250
yards. The
two
most unlikeliest rushers in the week have to be them.
Yeah, I agree with that. So
we will take a short break unless you want to talk another about another defense.
No, we'll do waiver wires when we come back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back, everyone, to the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. We just finished our studs and duds. Now we're going to the waiver wire targets. And, sir, do you have one or should I start?
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to start. This is probably an obvious one, but Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I think he took over the starting job very well. He's only 12% owned. And I think it's going to end up being a long time thing for him. I think he's going to be the starter for a long time.
Yeah, it would be difficult for the Ravens to go back to Flacco now.
Or to RG3.
Right, right. Lamar Jackson gets the start. They get the win. You know, he was more impressive on the ground than through the air, but I think they'll try and work that in. You know,
his upside is a lot. His upside's huge.
He's definitely athletic. We saw it with him, you know, yesterday in terms of he looks like he's going to get sacked or maybe get a yard and he can get around the corner. He can beat defenders to the corner. So, Lamar Jackson, okay. That's a good pick. Now, are you concerned at all or are you going to wait and see kind of what the approach is with Flacco or like are you just diving in now before an announcement is made, or
I'm still gonna like there's always an extra space because someone's already on their had their bye week, and you don't need a backup quarterback anymore, but you still have an open space. So why not take him while he's like this low percentage owned? Like, take advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying there. Okay. I have one for you that's interesting.
Shoot.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Jameis Winston. Jameis
Winston.
He's only 9% owned. You know who he plays next? 49ers.
Hmm.
A very favorable matchup for Jameis Winston. I know he turns the ball over a lot, but the 49ers also don't intercept the ball a lot. So he's only 10% owned. Not a lot of people have him. But if you're looking for a one-week streamer, you might be able to do worse than Jameis Winston. I think he has some upside there playing in that offense against the 49ers, a guy like Mike Evans. He has other weapons too. Godwin, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries. What do you think about that? Does that surprise you?
No, because, you know, they're playing a weak team, and sometimes you just got to hit while the iron's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not bothered by that.
Okay. You have another one?
I do. Another Raven. I think you know who it is.
Oh, are we leaving running back? Or
I thought we were just doing one each. Do you want to do more than one?
Well, I wanted to see what's your opinion on Eli Manning being picked up. He plays Philadelphia this week. Philadelphia's been very leaky.
He is 22% owned. And so maybe you want to take advantage of that, but he just has so much downside. He can have a pretty good game, but horrible games. His upside is not the best, and his downside can be downright the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is interesting, though, because that matchup, like the Eagles, you just saw them get torched. So we'll see what happens, though. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go to running back. You had one?
Gus Edwards. I think that was
okay. The
obvious choice.
And what do you think about it? You think he's going to be the starter from here on out?
Yeah. I think. I don't know starter, but he's definitely going to get more carries.
Yeah, more carries than Alex Collins?
Yeah. Okay. Alex Collins had a kind of an okay game, but I think this puts over the top that he's going to be the guy. He's going to get an opportunity. He's going to get an opportunity to be the guy.
I have one for you. I'm with you on Gus Edwards. I think he has the opportunity to.
Shoot your shot, sir.
Josh Adams, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know, he finally got to play extended time yesterday.
Fascinating.
He leads the Eagles with 7 carries and 3 receptions. He scored a touchdown. And I don't think the other running backs in the Eagles' backfield have proven to me that they warrant more than him. Josh Adams is a tough, physical runner. I saw it firsthand when he was at Notre Dame. He went undrafted. He's a hometown guy to Philadelphia. I like his upside, and I just think that he is more Jay Ajayi than Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement are. And I think that's what the Eagles are missing. And if I'm being honest, Jeff, I don't know if this offense is that good. But if they are to be good again, I think they need to establish a run game. And who better on that in that backfield than Josh Adams?
I mean, Josh Adams has been a player recently.
He had 14 fantasy points yesterday, and the other running backs had continued to not look good. So he looked good. He actually was positive.
Definitely a hot streak to take advantage of.
Yeah, so any other running backs you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually, I do. I don't know how you think about this, but Theo Riddick.
No, I really like him. Him and LeGarrette Blount.
26% owned.
Kerryon Johnson has a sprained knee.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting at
here.
And
LeGarrette Blount is more of a bruiser back,
mm-hmm.
and Theo Riddick is probably going to get more of those speed carries. Because he has a speed advantage over Blount. So I think Theo Riddick will get a lot of carries going into this next game. Because I with the sprained knee, I don't think Johnson's playing.
Yeah, I think Kerryon is going to miss some time.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain of it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If he's not, I'll be shocked, because that's really risking more injury.
Right, right. All right, so you want to move on to wide receiver?
Sure. I think this one's obvious. Tre'Quan Smith, 23% owned.
Yep. I have him on a couple teams. I know we've had our show before. I was really big on him. But now it might be too late to get him.
Yeah.
But if you can get him, get him.
He's big. He's a big commodity now. He's on the best offense in the league, arguably. Mm-hmm. And he has the best quarterback in the NFL, arguably, right, with it, passing him the ball. So you can't really go wrong with that kind of a supporting cast around you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's still, what, only 13% owned. What about DJ Moore? 32% owned. He had another big game for the Panthers, and we just see his explosiveness. He has the ability every time he gets the ball to take one to the house. We'll see if he can be more consistent in that offense. That's his problem, is that consistency hasn't been there. He's shown that he can play, but it's all about Cam and the offense, you know, and getting him the ball and maybe taking away from Funchess, who has been kind of faded the last few weeks in that offense. They haven't really been featuring him, so maybe he has a chance. What about another receiver?
I don't know if I should be high on him still, but Adam Humphries.
Mm-hmm.
He's 15% owned. I know his quarterbacks are switching just like a revolving door, but the same person just is stuck on the door and they just keep coming back. But, you know, he still plays relatively well. He's still a go-to receiver for both those guys. So whoever starts, Humphries is going to be one of the main targets.
Yeah, it's a high-volume offense, right? Like Godwin, Humphries, those guys are actually pretty valuable because they throw the ball a ton. So mm-hmm. I'm with you there. How about Kiki QT from Houston?
He Say comes that back, three times fast.
He comes back from injury. You know, he's had a hamstring problem. And he comes back and he leads the Texans in targets. Demaryius Thomas doesn't get a catch. QT gets 5 catches on 9 targets. He actually had more targets than DeAndre Hopkins. I think you really need to seriously consider this guy for your lineups moving forward, because the Texans will throw the ball more and more, I think, because their running game isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 14% owned. He's already had a game where he's had over 10 catches, over 100 yards. This is a guy in opposite DeAndre Hopkins that you want to target. A guy like Demaryius Thomas, he just doesn't look like he's going to be reliable, but Kiki QT might be. So that's who I have for receiver.
Okay. Should we go one tight end each? Because there's not many tight ends to go through.
There's not very many. I'm actually interested to see who you're going to say.
Janu Smith, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
6% owned. With the loss of Delanie Walker at the beginning of the season, that was tough. And going into this, I know Mariota gets hurt. Blaine Gabbert kind of threw to him a couple of times in this game, so it seems logical that he's going to throw to him more if he plays and Mariota doesn't, or Mariota plays, who knows. But I think the tight end might should get more love.
Mm-hmm.
And that will do it for me.
Yeah, I got Jeff Huerman, Denver Broncos. I know we had mentioned him before. He had 11 targets 2 weeks ago yesterday. He didn't have as big of an impact. He only had 4 catches for 20 yards, but again, we're talking about a tight end market that's just not very big. You have to kind of limit your expectations there. I mean, 16 points led the league yesterday in fantasy football. Huerman had 4 points, so not a lot of production there, but you look at it, they got Pittsburgh next week. They got Cincinnati, San Francisco the following weeks. There are opportunities there for a tight end to do some damage against those defenses. Even in week 16, if you get to the championship of your fantasy football playoff and you need a tight end, maybe your tight end is hurt, maybe he, I don't know, is underperforming. Oakland Raiders, week 16, Denver Broncos, Oakland Raiders, it might be a defense you want to target. So he's just a guy that has a very soft schedule, and in this market, in this position, there's not a lot out there, so it might be somebody you want to consider.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, so why don't we do any streaming defenses for this week, Jeff?
Not really. I think all the defenses that are good are taken, and all the defenses that are not are still playing kind of rough. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay, what if I told you the 49ers defense?
No.
They're at home against Jameis Winston. Or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Those are just...
What's the Escuela from Family Guy? No.
Well?
No.
Well, the last two games...
No. Okay, I'll let you
know. All right, so look. The 49ers defense against Arizona got 11 fantasy points. Against the Raiders, 19 fantasy points. So we're talking about an offense that gives up a lot of turnovers.
True.
A lot of turnovers.
But this team doesn't get a lot of turnovers, regardless who
right.
it is.
That's correct. But
so
they have two games of their last three where they have over 10 fantasy points, so we'll see. You don't have any streaming defenses for the listeners out there?
No, I'm pretty good with whoever
I got one.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys are 26% owned. They play Colt McCoy and the Washington Redskins this week.
Hmm.
Did I mention they're also at home? I think that is a solid, solid streaming
yeah,
option.
Yeah, but the thing is with both these, it's one of those things where they are so inconsistent that you shouldn't really trust them in your lineup. But I understand why you would go for them right now. But like I said, inconsistency is really what's keeping me away from these guys.
Well, I mean, the Cowboys have been pretty consistent. They have positive fantasy points in every single game this year. They have had 8-4-6 in their last three against good offenses. They're a decent defense, especially in real life, too. They create pressure. They can get sacks. I could see Colt McCoy having a really tough game. I know that he's actually had success against the Cowboys in the past, but there's someone to consider there. What about the Saints defense? Would you consider them coming off of that game against Philly? They play Atlanta, though. So
yeah, that offense did have some trouble, so maybe take the opportunity to take them. But overall, I would definitely say, like, it's a high-risk, high-reward type of situation.
What about the Colts defense? They play Miami, and Ryan Tannehill might be starting. He might not be.
I do like his chances against. I do like this team's chances against Miami. Absolutely, and Miami has been playing extremely poorly lately, especially on the offensive side. So yeah, take a chance with that team against the Dolphins. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. One team that's actually one defense that's available is Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They are available because they just played.
Isn't it
tough...
weird? Sorry, I just had to say, isn't it weird how this team went from like the best defense, like everyone had them, to like no one wants to touch them with a 10-foot pole?
So I want to ask you about them because they're available because their last three games were Chargers, Rams, and Packers, so not good matchups. But they played Carolina this week. And Cam Newton looks like he might be a little dinged up. Do you think there's an opportunity there for some points, or would you stay away from them?
I would still stay away from them. Just be careful. Just don't. I think it's one of those instances where the bottom line is that you got to look at how poorly they played to how well they played. And poor has really gone more to that side than the way they have it. That makes in any amount of sense. It does. I'm just saying they play more times bad than they have good. That's
yeah.
what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
As I was saying what I was saying, I confused myself.
Gotcha. All right. So why don't we take a quick break? We come back. We have news and notes in the world of fantasy football. Plus, Jeff, we got to break down what happened this weekend in our competition. I think we'll do that when we return.
Okay. No problem.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. We're going to do our little head-to-head fantasy football matchup for 35 push-ups. And now the question is, how badly did I lose?
Okay, so as you listeners know, we do this every Friday. We pick our teams. We do one quarterback, one running back, one receiver, one tight end, and one flex player. We can pick anyone that plays on Sunday, and we go back and forth. Sometimes I'll pick first. Sometimes Jeff does well. Jeff, his team. All right. Well, so
just name who the starters were.
So quarterback, you had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay, in theory, smart choice because I played the Giants, right? Got to give me that credit.
I benched him in the leagues that I had him in. I thought he was a risky play.
Thanks, man.
But right. I get it. I understand what you're saying. You took the chance. I don't think it was the worst decision ever, but there were better options, obviously. He had 8 fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
And who did I pick? Drew Brees, who led the position at 38.
Well, you had the first pick, so I couldn't pick Brees. So just saying that.
And then you had the first running back pick, and you took?
Kamara.
And he had 17?
Yay.
I had the second running back. Who'd I take?
You took Barkley.
36? And then I had a wide receiver. I did not hit on this one, although he had a good game. Beckham, 16.5. Who'd you take a wide receiver? Hopkins, 12. And then you got to pick the first tight end, Jeff. And who did you go with?
Eric Ebron.
How many points did he get?
0.
Now, to be fair, my tight end didn't do much better at all. He only had 2.5, and that was Zach Ertz.
Oh, good for you. Look how that turned out.
However, my flex player showed out. Ezekiel Elliott with 31.6.
Yeah, look at that.
I had the number one and number two running backs. Wow.
Wow, congratulations. You won a
and you had David Johnson at your flex.
I don't like you very much right now.
So the final score was 125-55.
Goody.
All right.
Let's get it.
So, you have to do 35 push-ups.
Yeah, great. I'm doing them right now. 1, 2,
nope.
3,
get down
4,
and do them.
5, no.
So, Jeff is doing those push-ups. 35, we go up 5 every week. So,
just keep talking. You might have to finish the show.
Jeff is doing push-ups. I'll try and carry the show. I'll try and carry this team over here. But yeah, some injury news and notes we want to talk about. We just talked about Kerryon Johnson. You know, he has a sprained knee. So good news is it's not a season-ending injury, but we don't know what his status is going to be from here on out. I would expect him to miss at least a week or two. Probably won't practice. So there is an opportunity there for guys like Theo Riddick, for LeGarrette Blount. We did talk about those. Obviously, Colt McCoy will be the starting quarterback for the Redskins moving forward, so you might want to take a look at him. He showed that he could move a little bit with his legs yesterday. We already knew that, but he might be a quarterback that can provide you 50 to 60 fantasy or 50 to 60 rushing yards each week, which would, you know, turn into 50 or 5 to 6 rushing points in fantasy football. So that really helps when you look at rushing yards and how that affects fantasy quarterback performances. It really gives them a nice floor. Their ceiling might not be as high, but you can at least expect, you know, 12 to 15 points if a quarterback can get 50 to 60 yards rushing the football. So Lamar Jackson, again, I think he'll be fine. I think he will continue to be the quarterback moving forward, but you definitely want to take a look at it. And if they go back to Flacco, that would be pretty devastating. Jimmy Graham broke his thumb. He's out for the rest of the season. At least they haven't said that yet, but wow. Not a deep position tight end.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back. Also, Marcus Mariota. Mariota got hurt again yesterday. If he injured his right arm again, this could be bad news for fantasy owners, as Blaine Gabbert is just not a very good quarterback. So you might want to monitor him. Yeah, so 2 to 4 weeks are expecting Kerryon to be out for. Anything you want to add, Jeff?
Well, I have to say, I did practice my push-ups while I was watching the games because I knew how bad my guys were playing. But I would definitely say, whew, Blaine Gabbert is a guy you want to avoid. Any guy on the team you want to avoid. Corey Davis, if you have him, I would say drop him.
Yeah.
Or not drop him, but bench him for this moment. As long as Blaine Gabbert's the quarterback, stay away.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Graham breaking his thumb, he wasn't that big of a weapon for the Packers for this whole season. Pretty disappointing season, no doubt about it. So I wouldn't say it would be a huge loss.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just talked about a guy like Jeff Horman from Denver. You might want to consider picking him up, especially if you have Jimmy Graham. Yeah, I know it's not attractive, but, you know, Jimmy Graham's been up and down. The tight end position's up and down, so take a flyer on that. I don't think I would rush out and get another Packers tight end. I just don't think that's a good idea. Aaron Rodgers isn't a guy who really likes to throw to his tight ends. He likes to throw to wide receivers on the outside, so... all in all, that is it for us. We'll be back Friday, so come hang out with us. Come listen to us. Friday, we'll talk about players that you should consider streaming for this week, and also players you should consider sitting. And, of course, we will do our contest. Actually, it'll just be Jeff on Friday. So Jeff,
yes, it will be.
Jeff will be, and I'll give him my picks. We'll do that.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that, and we'll go from there. But other than that, please join Jeff on Friday and both of us next Monday.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on Friday. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Hope you stuffed your faces with delicious food from your mom's cooking that I'm going to do myself.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast. Part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.